Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jags, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, www.mickeythompsontires.com. Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
BP Racing Fuels, known as the world leader in racing fuels, offering nearly 70 varieties of fuel blends. BP Racing Fuels has the highest reputation for product quality, excellent service, and technical support to assist your every need. BP Racing Fuels has a unique distribution system that can have your fuels delivered to you within a day's time. BP strives to be the next major retail gasoline brand across the U.S. For more information, email tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744. Again, that's tech@vpracingfuels.com or call 210-635-7744.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc. Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc. Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, Grudge fans, and welcome to another Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there tonight? Hope everybody's doing fine. Just coming off another fine weekend of grudge racing here in the state of Texas. Once again, I want to thank everyone that was involved and helping put this race together, and they came out and participated in this race. I think we had a lot of fun. I think it was exciting. And we just hopefully everybody enjoyed this show. I hopefully you can hear me pretty good out there. It was nice and fun and enjoyable, a lot of action. I want to thank all the people that came from many miles away just to participate. We had people down here from Florida. We had people down here from North Carolina. We had people down here from Mississippi. We had people down here from Louisiana. And we had people down here from all over the state of Texas. Man, I just want to say that I appreciate the fact that everybody came out to help make this show a success. I got people texting me that can't get in. The show is running full already. We got some people trying to get on. But with that being said, man, you know, We're going to talk about some things tonight. Before we start talking about them, I just want to know if there's some folks out there with some race reports want to come on. First of all, let me see if I want to give a person an opportunity. If you got an upcoming event, before we get on what happened down in Houston, you got an upcoming event. For the ones who have an upcoming event and you want to come on and give an upcoming event report about your upcoming race, push the one button right now, Sharon, and we'll let them talk about the upcoming events. And then we'll get Lisa. I say I had Lisa come on and give a race cap of some of the races went down. There were so many races, and I was kind of busy doing a few things. I missed some of the races. There were so many races going on. But if you got an upcoming event, push the one button right now, and I'll let you tell about it. So, Sharon, we got anybody with their hands up that want to talk about a race coming up?
We've got a couple of hands up. I don't know what they want to talk about, though. 832-4401, your mic is open.
Yo, there's Alley Cat. How's everybody doing?
What's up, Cat? You got a lot of knowledge
on that. I just want to let everybody know we got May 26th. We got a lock-in coming up. May 26th is a Sunday. Gates open at 3 o'clock. Gates open at 3 o'clock. We already got a locked-in race already with somebody. And I'm working on four others right now as we speak.
Okay, Cat. You want to tell them what you got planned, or you just want to keep tuning in?
Yeah. I'm going to tune in. I'm going to hang in there just in case somebody got some questions or some ideas or something. I'll be in the bushes, sitting back waiting.
Okay, man.
Where will your race be, Alley Cat?
Say what, ma'am?
Where will your race be?
HMP, Houston Motorsports Park, Houston, Texas.
All right.
Sharon, okay. Are you asleep?
No, I'm not asleep.
You
came on and said you have a race, but you failed to tell us where the race would be.
Well, I don't do out-of-town races that much, but, you are right.
We've got callers on here from all over the country, so you got to let them know.
I understand.
Anything else, Ellie Cat?
No, that's it. I'm out from about 587-0, 6-0 class, and plenty of grudge racing. We already have a locked-in race with Tony Thorne since, he wanted to run his mouth, so we should have stick something in his mouth now. And we're going to be ready.
All right, man, our fans ought to be ready. Get ready to look for that, The next big race is coming up here.
Alley Cat, if you don't have anything else, put your phone on mute because you got some background noise.
Okay, we got another hand. I'm going to talk about
William Brown, your mic is open. William Brown, your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on? What's going on, Texas, and everybody on the radio station? Tommy Dawg.
What's up?
Hey,
what's going on, Will?
Ain't nothing going on. Get ready to head down to South Georgia Motorsports Park this weekend for that ADRL race down there. That's all.
Give them hell, man.
I'm going to do my best. I got for anybody that like to travel, to move around a little bit, we got a race. We're doing all our races in Virginia Motorsports Park this year. Me and my dad, we got a race May 25th, and we named it Burt Jackson Memorial Day Extravaganza. And for you guys that don't know Burt Jackson, he was a grudge racer, heads-up racer, class racer, and that's where he ended up at, is being one of ADRL, one of the only blacks in ADRL pro stock. And he got killed 2 years ago down in Rockingham. So, I'm doing something big for him because me and Burt was real good friends. We talked two or three times a week. And he the one that got me over there racing the ADRL. And we used to race heads up quick eight and stuff together. And, I grew up watching Burt when he first started racing. you know, when I didn't even have any license. So I think I should do something for him out of respect. We got Sonny Leonard that's teaming up, and he's bringing some of the guys from ADRL that respected Bert, some of the Pro Stock guys, are going to have a Pro Stock shootout up there. We got a 490 class with a $5,000 purse, total purse. We got a top ET class with a $2,000 guaranteed total purse. We got a live DJ. We got a live band coming out there, performing, plenty of food, plenty of things for the kids to do. We got a car show, Drive and Shine. Car show, you can bring your hot rods. If you got hot rods, you know, you're not into the race cars, but just like the cruise and ride clean, we got something for you in there, in the house tonight. And we got a couple races locked in right now. My brother with a Jigaboo, Malibu, versus Pee Wee from New York with a Malibu. Hands up, April Mile. Me with my car, the Blue Chip, Blue Grand Am, giving Tony Bynes with the Moneymaker the back time to break. Virginia Slim with me driving Virginia Slim car is giving Tony Bynes the break with the Moneymaker. And we got Jim Teachman and the Old Jacks. They're going to do a rematch. We're getting them together. They're trying to get the odds and ends worked out. But it looked like it's going to be a go for that night. And they're going to do a rematch up there at Virginia Motorsports Park. And that is May 25th. And once everybody leaves there on Saturday, we go up the road for an hour and a half to MIR Sunday. And Larry T going to be putting on his big event that he does every year. So it's a full weekend of racing. If you're coming up north, you're going to be traveling a little bit. You come up here and enjoy yourself. We're going to treat you just like family and, you know, some good grudge racing there. And for anybody that wants the grudge race, I wanted to let it be known that grudge racing is priority. And, you know, it got a big staging lanes up there in Virginia Motorsports Park. It's a national event track. And what we're going to do is, when you got your money and your man and you buckled in the seat, and ready to go, we're going to stop everything and put you out on the track and let you do what you do. And then we're going to continue on with our race. So we're going to put that, you know, that way everybody won't be at the back of the line. They're trying to get grudge racing, stuff like that. So, we're going to prioritize grudge racing and give you a specific lane. And like I said, your money locked in, you buckled in, and you got your man, we're going to put you out on the track and let you do what you do.
Well, that's good, man. Hey, I hope one of us can make it, man. I hope you a lot of success with your show. You know, we always enjoy you coming on, man, and saying a word on the show down here to let people know what's going on.
Yeah, I appreciate you letting me on your show. I'm always listening. Most of the time I'm at work, so I don't say much. But like I said, if anybody want to travel, you know, anybody going to be up north in Virginia, Maryland area, come on and have a good time. And partial of the proceeds of the race is going to Bert Jackson has two daughters. One of them, I think, is already out of college, and one of them is in high school going to college. And we're going to give partial of the proceeds to her and, you know, try to help her with her college fund. So it's for a good cause.
Yeah, that's always good to support that, man. I had the opportunity to meet Bert Jackson when he first came down here, man, about 4 years ago down in Houston. And I talked to him again. The last race they had down in Dallas, he's a nice guy, him and Mr. Love. So, hey, man, it was good people, man, a sad thing. But, hey, to keep it something in memory for him to do something, hey, that's a great thing, man. And anybody that can be around us, help support it, man, please do so. Okay, Sharon, going to go to the line, go to the next caller. William, you can just hang on.
Roy James, your mic is open.
What's going on, Tracy?
What up, champ? See, I can't call him Roy James no more. I have to do what I have to do. Roy James and the Twins. We don't address them as just Roy James no more. We got to address him as the champ, Roy James and the Twins. Y'all did what y'all had to do, and y'all got that Grudge Inc. Pro Mod belt, and boy, oh boy, it's going to be tough for a little guy like me or somebody to get it. Congratulations,
yeah,
Roy. You did a good job.
Yeah,
I appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't want to say too much. All I want to do is, you know, I'm going to Darlington on July the 4th. I want to let all the fans know that the race that I do, 4th of July, is going to be rescheduled for July the 27th. And I talked to Mr. Dobbs, Mike Hill, and Mr. Five Speed, and they all coming down here for the race on the 27th so far. And I'm going to try to get more to come when I go over there for the 4th of July.
That's right, man. Just to let y'all know what Roy's talking about a little bit more, we got a World Growers National event going on with 25 different teams from all over the country. And myself, Peanut, Roy James, Twins, Tree Man, Daryl out of Dallas. You got Tony Thorne, Matt Jones, the Jekyll and Hyde card, and Jeff, and anybody else, any other the other teams that want to go. I think Batman said that he's trying to take his click up there and go. I believe Atticat them said that they're trying to make it up there and go. So, man, Texas is going to the World Growers National. We're going to represent the state of Texas. We're going to have a charter bus for anybody that want to go from this area. I believe it's going to be around $300. So, man, try to make your plans now. You got plenty of time to try to plan your little vacation around the 4th of July weekend. That's in Rockingham, North Carolina, the World Growers National. Going down at the Rock, man.
And also, Trace, I want to thanks to the Twins and everybody in Twin Camp, Tree Man, Daryl. There's just a bunch of us over there, real good guys, and they stepped up to the plate. And I really appreciate the Twins, them. Them guys don't get the recognition they should get, you know, on racing. They've been doing racing a long time. Real good guys, the best guys you ever want that work on your car or anything, and I give all the winning to them. And I appreciate them very much, everybody in the Twins camp, because we all come together and help each other out.
That's a great thing, Roy, and I take my hats off to you because I sit back and I watch, and you're right. You got a fine group of fellas working with you and working on y'all's automobile, what y'all do with that car. And, man, you know, and that's what it takes. It takes a team to come together and stay together. Y'all been together for a while. That's not easy to do around here. Trust me, I know. I'm one of them people that struggle to have a solid team that's dedicated. You got some guys that's dedicated to do what it takes all during the week to make it be successful on race day. So I take my ass out and applaud y'all, man, for what y'all do with y'all program. Y'all doing a great job. And not to mention, also, I believe Mac, little Mac out of Dallas, I believe him and his clique is trying to go to Rockingham also. So anybody, I want you to just let you know. But before Rockingham, if people can't go that weekend, I just want to make note of this. Grudge Inc., the ones responsible for sponsoring the show here, is having a first-year anniversary on May the 19th in Montgomery, Alabama, at Montgomery Motorsports Park. There's a lot of things planned for that event, a lot of people trying to make it. You're going to have races coming from a lot of different places also trying to make that event, so put that on your calendar. Grudge Inc.'s first-year anniversary, May the 19th at Montgomery Motorsports Park. Okay, with that said, Sharon, go ahead, man. Go ahead on. I want to say something. Go ahead.
Okay, and another thing I want to take, give thanks to, appreciate Birdman for stepping up to the plate, for letting the people at the track, see some good action. And he volunteered to get in the big tie, and so, things happen, You win some, you lose some.
Yeah, we can get to that when you come to the race cap. That's right, Mark. So,
okay.
Anybody got another race coming up you want to talk about before I start giving a little bit of the race cap? You got another race, and you want to speak about your race coming up? Push the one button. I don't see you, so. In that case, I'm going to keep on talking, just give a little bit about the race report this week. Lisa Shotwell on here. Lisa Shotwell, push the one button. I was going to let you come on and give the race report because you was on the microphone all night screaming and hollering and doing your thing, do what you do. I was going to let you come on here and give the race report from what you saw because you was there. You probably saw more than me because I saw it all over the place at some time. So if Lisa Shotwell's on here, push the one button and let's see if we can find you. Sharon, you see Lisa's number? Okay, Sharon's out. She's in a private room, so I don't see Lisa's number. I'm quite sure not exactly knowing Lisa's number, but I don't see the one button. But she might come on later. If she on there, she can come. I'm going to do the best I can. But if I miss somebody, please jump in and help me because I like for everybody that participated at race and won and brought action, win, lose, or draw, to help make All Roads Lead to Texas a successful event. I just want everybody to get some recognition with that. Off the top of my head, man, it started out a good day. People was fired up. People was ready to go. The weather was perfect for it. Man, but you got to take your hats off. My man from down this way, Rick, he took on a lock-in with the Butler boy, the Blue Flame Firebird. And, man, I tell you what, that was a good race. Everybody know it. Didn't know who was going to win after them guys did. They heated burnout. Looked like Rick looked good. Looked like Rick's man left first. But, boy, I have to tell you, hey, the race ain't over until you go 660 feet. Boy, at the 600, it looked like it's about the 650 feet. But I look at it on the video, hey, looked like the Blue Flame Camaro did what he had to do. And my hats go off to the Butler boys. They was victorious. And they ran over Rick from down this way. And hats go off to you, Rick, you and Eric. Y'all did a great job, man. Appreciate y'all for coming. Next race I know came up was, if somebody correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not sure who won that, but they say it was between Chin versus some Owens Mustang. And I don't know who was driving Owens Mustang. If somebody know, be sure to come on and let us know. Also, man, another good race that went down was the Bad Boys, the 901 Bad Boys. Man, they stepped up, came down here, and took them a win over the Houston's own Hillbilly Crew. I believe that race going to happen again. I know Hillbilly and them, and I don't think they're going to go out that easy. Then, as we know, another guy from around my area down here, as we all talked about, was Big Sleepy. He stepped up to the plate, and guess what Big Sleepy did? Just what he did, he put Big D to sleep right off the tree, and Big Sleepy goes down and takes the win. But, boy, that wasn't enough. I seen Jesse right after that race. Oh, Jesse was fired up. He wanted to do a rematch. He couldn't take it. He said Big Sleepy didn't do his job. He knows that Nova runs better than that. So what happened? My homeboy Big Sleepy stepped up again, being a fire man, gave them guys a rematch. That time, guess what? Went up to the line, and guess what? Whatever happened, hey, as we all know, Jesse did his thing in the Big D Nova and put Big Sleepy out of it. So, hey, that race there is 1-1, so we'll probably see that might be the beginning of another robbery that might be started, which is great, always good for the game. Then, as everybody know, later on that night, there was a blind-eyed killer. He's always looking to try to kill somebody, but I got to call it like I have to call it. It is what it is, blind-eyed killer with Dion and James M. and Troy. Hey, man, it is what it is. Guy came and told me, Dion, you just flat-out pumped out and backed off because the grudge was coming down on you. I saw the grudge. The grudge told me that you were just all mouth. You didn't want none of that Nova. Hey, well, for whatever reason, I guess you did what you felt like you had to do. But, hey, congratulations to your win. You knocked off the boy from Florida, Eric. Y'all did y'all thing. It was a tight race. That race went all the way to the end. So, man, I want to take my hats off to you because I know you've been battling with that car for a while. You've been looking to get your win. And what did you do? You came down and knocked out an out-of-stater, Eric from Florida, with that black Camaro. So hats goes off to you guys, man. Then we had another race came up. There was Suitcase. You know Suitcase, he always trying to make action. And what did he do? Hey, he put them twins on. And who all? I didn't think the 901 Bad Boy would come down here and try to run a turbo car. But as you know, they stepped up and took on Suitcase then with that Mustang. Hey, and the 901 Bad Boy was in some car. I guess take your side. Hey, well, they stepped up the first time. Guess what? Suitcase did his job and knocked them guys out. Congratulations goes to Suitcase. But as everybody knows, Suitcase, what Suitcase do? Suitcase tell you on that show he liked to race, man. So Suitcase stepped up and gave them guys a rematch. Hey, he said, we always like them rematch when you get a chance. They don't always come the same night. In that case, they came tonight. 9-on-1 Bad Boy said they thought they had enough to win. Went back up to the line, and guess what? Lord and behold, 9-on-1 Bad Boy will take your side, not Suitcase at that time. So there's another thing in the making. I know Suitcase and them not going to go away just like that. They're going to probably try them 9-on-1 Bad Boys again. So hats go out to both guys for putting on that race. Also, 9-on-1 stepped in, had 3 races. Hey, they didn't get to race this particular race because they got the punk out. Eric had to pay 9-on-1 Bad Boys the punk out. So, hey, man, a lot of action was going on, but they all anticipated. As everybody knew, the big race of the night, the people were really waiting on, there's been much talked about. As we know, Texas, baddest back half, Grudge Inc., belt holder, the Bird Man himself. Boy, I tell you what, I had never seen the Bird Man talk so much smack, but it is what it is. The guys, they work hard for what they do. Hey, he was ready. He loaded up, and as you know, Tree Man, of all people, Tree Man will race his car. He loved to race. So there you go, the Birdman with the back tie. Just so happened, hey, Birdman gets out of there with the back tie, and it wasn't no catching that bird. Hey, but I don't think we saw the end of that race. I know Tree Man, he ain't satisfied. I don't think he's going to give up just that easy. So, hey, I believe that race will probably happen again, and it probably happen real soon. So hat goes off to Tree Man and Birdman for stepping up, doing what they do. Hey, as you all know, man, we had a lot of 7-0s. We had a lot of 5-8s. I want to thank those guys for coming out to participate. Hey, we always enjoy them. They give fans something to see in between time. And then, hey, before the night's over, as you know, we couldn't have all the pro bars. I had a few issues. Mute that mic. Somebody need to mute the mic. I had a few issues myself. I'll try to show you. Just wouldn't get right, but hey, me and Tree Man, we decided we have to hold back on it. Somebody's phone is going to be on mute. We can hear you ringing in the background. All in all, you know, we did what we did with the promo on the big tie car. The fans got to see some big tie action go down the track. Came, and they had the blue car. The guy with the black Camaro, can't think of the name right off the top of my head, but they had to blow a car. And the champ, Roy James knocked him out the first round. Then it's highly anticipated again, another race I know that people been waiting what had happened. Roy, one time he'll give him the move. Hey, so happened, he didn't give him the move, that race didn't happen. So Birdman figured, hey, he got action. He got that bird running. He wanted to get in the Pro Mar shootout. Hey, the man did what he had to do to bring action with that car. So him and Roy James for the $2,000 came up. What did you say? Hey, everybody say that Kenny is killed on the tree, but what it looked like to me, I haven't seen the ticket on the time, but what it looked like to me, Twin did his job on the tree. It looked like Twin moved first. And if Twin them move further with that big old bull they got, ain't no Twins going to catch that. I know it's a 3,000-pound car. It don't supposed to run with Roy and them car, but all in all, don't supposed to run with Birdman and them car, but you got to take your hats off to Birdman. They did what they do. They gave fans some action. And, boy, after that one was over, I don't know how many of y'all on this show saw it, but you just got to see the video when the Birdman run hot and tell it like it is. So, hey, it's always good to have Birdman in the house, man, because they're going to try to make some action. So, man, you know, if anybody got any race report or some other races they want to come on top of that I might have forgot, feel free, you know. So, before we do, you put in, just let me know. But I want to kind of set the stage for the next topic. Man, I tell you, sometimes people don't realize how hard or how confusing this stuff can get. Sometimes you think it's real simple, it can get kind of complicated. And let me say this. Well, this is what I believe everybody's objective is to go to the race, have some fun, race, try to make some action, and at the end of the night, go home safely. I believe that's what the majority of the people go to the track for, to have some fun, try to make a little money. At the end of the night, go home safely and happily and enjoy your time. With that being said, man, you know, the nice topic is everybody know, and I want people to really push the one button because I'm just one voice. I'm just one voice. This Grudge Game is a Grudge Game for everybody that participate in it, not only as a racer, not only as a racer, also as a fan of the game or a team member, you know. And I'm bringing this topic up because, you know, it was a lock-in that actually wasn't quite understood, and I feel there was some games going on. So the next topic, man, yeah, go ahead.
Before you go into your topic, because once we get into that topic,
let me mention it right quick. Let me mention, I'm sorry, but I think I know where you're going with this, and excuse me for this. I just want to mention, and we want to take a moment of silence. I got to note that for all of y'all who may know Bonnie Webb, husband, Larry, Bonnie Webb used to do races here in Texas, and now she's has a track in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Her husband, Larry, passed away. And before we get too far off into this discussion, if we can please, out of respect, just take a moment of silence for Bonnie Webb and the passing of Larry. Thank you. All our condolences go out to Bonnie Webb and her family. And, you know, hey, people that know Larry, I know the Bonnie Webb family, I'm quite sure, you know, he'll be missed. Okay. With that being said, you know, as far as tonight's topic, and this is it, and man, guys, please, this show is full. There's people texting me that want to get on. The show is full. You can go to the internet and you can look it up, but we need people to really participate in this topic tonight, because we need to come to some kind of understanding, all of us, because you never know when it's going to be your time and you may be put in a position and you may not quite understand. And that's why we're having this topic again. When lock-ins go bad, when is a race officially locked in? How much of a part of a race should a DP man play in the stipulations? When a decision is made, should the DP man decision be respected? Remember, man, Grudge Racing is about the hustle and the fun, and it's a thinking man game. We all got to remember, man, in this Grudge game, you know, how important a lock-in is. And another big thing that I've seen, not just the first time, again and again, as y'all know, we are now in the era of racing people from different states. And sometimes the language have to really be broke down because the interpretations can be different. And I'm saying that to say this. If one guy is used to doing a stipulation a certain way, and I'm going to say on one part, I'm guilty as being a DP man in this situation because the lock-in, and I'm going to speak about the two individuals because the conversation been going, that happened Saturday night was between Jake out of Dallas and Eric out of Florida. I had spoke with those guys a couple of times. And me, as being the DP man, I say I'm guilty for part because I didn't do a very good job of getting the understanding down the way that maybe I feel like it should go. So this will be a teachable moment and a learning experience, hopefully for all. We have friends and we have people we know and we sort of respect each other in a sense. So in a case like what happened between Jake and Eric, and if any one of you guys are on here, you can feel free to push the one button because this is something we have to get an understanding on because, guys, we don't want it to get out of hand. It's about the hustle and the fun. It's not about trying to create chaos or letting things come to where they might get out of hand because at the end of the night, we all have families and we want to go home and there's all kinds of people at the racetrack and we don't want to project that kind of image in no kind of way. But I'm going to take first responsibility on myself and not doing a better job on the lock-in from one. The lock-in, when you make lock-in, guys, and I speak about it all the time, I know it might cost you a little bit, but there should be some understanding. Jake mailed his money. Eric mailed his money to me. Eric said he was going to mail his money to me in the first conversation we had. Jake said that he was going to give his money to Galen. And those conversations on air. And me, at the time, I didn't know who Jake was. I never knew who Jake was or nothing like that, but I knew Galen Smith. So when Eric said he was going to mail his money and Jake was going to give it to Galen, I said, that's fine. Eric was going to mail it. I know Galen. Galen's going to be responsible for the other party. That's where I made my first mistake. The money never did come, and I never did hear from Galen. So Jake called me, Eric called me, and said, Tommy Dog, I'm going to be there. This is like on March the 11th. He asked for my address. Eric mailed me the $1,000 punk out money. We talked to Jake. We had Jake on the phone, and Jake tried to tell Eric that you didn't have to mail the money, that you good for it. We'll put it up when he come through the gate. Now, Eric insists that he mailed his money. So Eric mails his $1,000 punk out money to me. I then photoed it, sent it to Eric that I got it. I also sent it to Galen, and I also sent it to Jay, letting them know that Eric's money is in my hand. Now, the day of the race, when Jake got there, Jake had said he was going to give his money when he come through the gate. Now, Jake said he got there around 6 o'clock. Prior to that time, I got there that Friday night. I did see Jake's car. I don't know who Jake is. I know who Galen is. But I didn't see Galen. So I figured, wait, maybe Galen will show up on that Saturday. I don't know. So Jake said he got there around 6 o'clock. Eric had come to me a couple of times asking, have Jake put up the money? I told him no. This third time Eric come to me, he asked me, and I believe it was around 8 o'clock or something like that, whatever, when he came back to me and said, Tommy Dog, we played, we're going to run somewhere around 8 o'clock. One conversation was on the, through a text with Jake had said, somewhere around midnight. So there were two conversations at two different times. So, okay. When he come to me around 8 o'clock and said, they not ready that they need to do something to a transmission. He said, Atomic Dog, if the money is not up to me, where I come from, that's not official lock-in. And I agree. I understand that it's not official lock-in. But Eric also said that, you know, I said, well, what you going to do? He said, I'm going to see what they going to do. It was about 30 minutes. Eric came back and said, man, them guys not going to do nothing. Sonic Dog, I'm not racing. My car's hurt, and they don't have no money up. A little bit after that, Jake came to me saying, Sonic Dog, I'm ready to put my money up, you know, take my money. I said, man, where you been? I said, hold on. Eric has said, you know, your money wasn't up, so his car is hurt. It's no race. They said to me, we know his car is hurt, but we want to put our money up. I said, man, I don't know what's going to happen. Let's go talk to Eric. So, you know, I went and got them. Eric, let me back up. Jake told me that Eric had said that I gave him his punk out money back before he got to the track, which is not true whatsoever. I did not give Eric's money back, period. To make a long story short, Eric just got his money mailed back to him today because he must have been mad or something after he had an incident at the track that night. When I went looking for him, they was gone. I tried to get him through that night, giving him texts, telling him I need to give him his money. I didn't get him. He was texting me saying, give it to the Cinderella guy. So I didn't catch the Cinderella guy that morning. Eric told me that they had left a couple hours before I got him. So I told him, man, give me your address, and I made you the money. Eric just gave me his address yesterday, and I just sent his punk out money that he had put up, his lock-in money that he had put up. I just sent it back today. So a lot of stuff is being put out there that's on the Internet about the guys having his money is untrue. So just to let you know, guys who play games, Jake said, and he said to me, and I immediately took Jake to Eric and say, what is this? You know, Jake said to him, you told me Atomic Dog gave you your money back. So Jake understanding, you got to think, his thinking is, hey, I done already gave the money back before he can ever get to the race or whatever. Eric said to me, I told you he gave me money. I immediately looked at Jake, so Jake thought that I was BSing. I said, man, look, the guy come a long way, you know. So I, you know, helped him out with a little gas money. So he's saying he gave you money. That's what he's talking about. Eric said, I didn't tell him that was punk out money. So in that sense, Eric played a game with Jake. He played a game with Jake. And Jake then was also, I think, was playing games by not coming to me like he stated when he come to the gate that he's going to come to me and give me the money, and he don't. So I think both parties was playing a game. So the end of the story, man, is this. When you try to do lock-in, all parties, we have to get a better understanding, a clearer understanding about what this lockup is and how lockups are done, you know. Sharon, get Batman on. He's trying to get on. Can you call Batman? So it's one of the things, man, you get at the track and guys are getting out of hand. It's up to us. Those are our friends that we have. Each group has a section of friends. What I'm asking as a grudge racer, man, and as a fan and as a promoter, guys, let's help control your people. We know people understand and get bad. Let's not help instigate a situation. I'm asking to each of one of us, let's play our part in helping defuse the situation. Because at the end of the night, it's just the understanding, and I personally feel like I was stuck in the middle. They were saying both things. Eric's making the guy think that I give him money back, and Jake thinking that he got the money back before he got to the track. So in the end, it was they both were trying to play games. So, you know, Jake using that, that was his reason for not putting his money up. All Jake had to do is come to me when he came to the gate because he knew he had a lot to erase and have the integrity to do what he said when he came to the gate. He was going to find me and put the money up. All Jake had to do is come to me, and he would have got the story because he came to me. I told him, no, I hadn't gave the money back. So what I'm going to do, man, that's the moral to the story. You know, that's what's wrong. We're just trying to make some sense out of this stuff. I want people to push the one button and help us understand, man, how some of this stuff be handled. Push the one button, let's go to the line, man. Let's try to make some sense out of this stuff because, man, if you don't want to have a, I don't believe nobody want to have a race and it end up out of hand. It takes everybody in this Grudge game to be a part of it as a fan, as a racer, as a team member. You know, because, man, you got so many people around, and people be betting money in the stands, and you'll get some of them guys understanding to go bad. So, you know, I'm just asking that we each do a better job and each understand, let's try to get this stuff. And me personally, the best way to do it, if two guys make agreement, if they don't want to mend it in, the man, hey, if you get to the racetrack, make sure you're not at the racetrack no more than 30 minutes. Or you done found that person and put your money in that person's hand. We have to find some kind of rule of agreement to abide by because the understanding is what, in the end, the understanding was looked at two different ways. I try to lean on the side of righteous. Whether some people think that I was wrong or whether some people think that I was right, me personally, my character is going to lean on the side of what I feel as a DP person is right. And in that situation, to send Eric his money back is, I feel, is the best thing that I could have done. Now, the shoe would have been on the other foot if Jake, when he came to the gate, would have found me and gave me his money, and I told Eric, Jake got his money up, and Eric didn't tell me if his car is hurt, then Jake would have got that pump out money, no questions asked. But to come to me after the fact that I know that this man's car is hurt, and 9 times out of 10, they know the man's car is hurt and try to put some money up, my integrity would not let me take that money because now I know the man said no money's up, there's no race. So I feel like in that case that I did the right thing, we're going to go to the line, push the one button, and guys, help us out. Let's try to help make some sense out of the noise. Don't be quiet, guys. Somebody help us out. This is something. Any day, it can be any one of us because we're racist. We lock in racist.
Brad,
we need
Top,
to come.
Brad Top, your mic is open.
Hello?
Brad Top, Phil, your mic is open.
All right, thank you. How you doing, Tracy?
I'm doing fine, man.
I'm good, man. I've seen a lot of funny stuff going on at the track, man. There was some good action going on. I'd like to speak on the topic of Eric and Big Jake. I was standing right there, and I didn't know exactly what was going on, but I was trying to, you know, comprehend some of the stuff that was, you know, that was being said. I have to take my hat off to a guy that actually pulled Eric away and just took him and they walked off. And you already said most of you said a mouthful because Jake should have he say she say should not fall into play when it comes to the Grudge game. Even though that Big Jake said that he had got his money back or whatever the case may be, he should have came to you to find out exactly what transpired. Or if he wanted to put give you his lock-in money, he should have made say, hey, man, you know, this is my lock-in money once he came through the gate. And from what I was been hearing on your show and been reading on the internet and stuff like that, that's what he was supposed to do. So because he didn't do that, it's not a locked-in race. You can't come back later on and say, okay, here go my lock-in money after you find out that another person's car is hurt. That's not how it works. And I think that you already reiterated that. And I believe that, you know, from what you've been saying is perfectly true to a DP man. And like you're saying, you a man and you said that you made a mistake and you admitted the mistake that you made, and that's what it's all about. And I believe that you did the right thing in sending the man's money back and everything else. But like you were saying about this grudge game, from a racer and a fan like yourself, that when you see this type of commotion going on, it doesn't look good from somebody that's probably standing there that wants to get into the grudge game, or somebody that's standing there that probably wants to run one of those particular people and see how they react, make them shine away from either the grudge game or even wanting to lock in with that person because they're saying, well, you know, this person is acting all rude over some money. But, you know, they say the money is the root of all evil, which is true. But is a way to handle yourself. You know what I'm saying? They should have pulled you to the side or whatever the case may be, but all of those words going back and forth, I think that wasn't even called for because, like I say, you know, I don't really like to repeat myself too much, but what I'm saying is that I've seen and talked to people in the past because of the nature of my business, and they say that they don't really come to the grudge races because they don't know if bullets is going to fly, if their kid is going to get hurt, or whatever the case may be. You know what I'm saying? And that's because of what transpired because of a lock-in. And, to me, man, you know, I don't believe that it's that serious. But like you said, too, that you have to come to some type of understanding because you never know. Because I was on this, you know what I do. I do my little side betting, and I betted the guy $100, and it was a red. It was a red light. So he said, "Oh, a red light don't pay." So I said, "Okay, it ain't no big deal because we didn't get that understanding." You see what I'm saying? So now I say, "Okay, when I do bet somebody, I tell them either red light don't pay or you know because certain people bet different ways." So just like you said, you know, you have to have that type of understanding. You know what I'm saying? You have to go behind yourself and make sure you ask the right questions or do the right things in this grudge game because if you don't, you're going to have this type of confusion like you're having right now. One person saying one thing, the other person saying another thing. But when it comes down to it, which you said, I don't think that you would lie. You know, I don't know what Eric has, you know, said because I haven't gotten on the internet and seen what Eric has said. I've seen some of the things that Jake has said, but you don't know what's what. But you are the DP man. So everybody is really looking to you as the, you know, the man, you know, because you're in the middle. So you're going to tell the side and you're going to do the right thing. So I got to applaud you, man, for doing the right thing. And my brain went dead, but there was a brother that I forget the brother's name, but he was the one of the brothers that pulled Eric away in a walk.
That was Spanky.
You know, I'm back.
That was Spanky. Huh? Spanky pulled Eric. Spanky pulled Eric away. And Cheryl, while we're talking about you, Cheryl, yeah, Spanky pulled him away. And I was glad he did. While we're talking about
Spanky,
oh,
is
yeah,
on.
If you
on, and his mic is open.
Cheryl, hold on. I hear Spanky's on. If you can get Eric or Jake on here, I don't want a discussion going without either one of those guys having an opportunity to come on here and voice their opinion about what they thought. So if you can try to get Eric and Jake on here, I appreciate it.
I want to say, yes, ma'am.
Hold on just a second. Tracy,
yes,
I have Eric's number, but I do not have Big Jake's number.
Okay, let me, I'll text you Big Jake's number.
Okay, go ahead, Red Cup.
I just wanted to say one other thing, man, that I usually don't see Roy get too emotional, man, but that dude had a little spunk on him last meet on Grudge Night, man. He had, you know, after that little win, he had a little spunk going on, man, and that's what it's all about, man. And I've seen some things, and I think that you have to really, in this grudge game, man, take things with a grain of salt and just applaud the other person, shake the other person's hands or do whatever. You know what I'm saying? There's no hating in this grudge game. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing but, you know, somebody got to win and somebody got to lose. That's all to it. You know, you got two people that's trying to engage, and that's that. But, it was good to see Roy, you know, having a little fun. I'm sure he has fun all the time. But I saw him, you know, doing his little smack talk, and Birdman, too. And I never seen neither one of them do no smack talking, man. And I'm going to just sit back and enjoy the show, man. And I do appreciate what you do, Tracy, as a fan and a racer as well, man. Because I think that how you handled it was applaudable, man. So I do have to applaud you for that, man.
Hey, I thank you, man. It's just one of those things, man. And again, I'm like you. I appreciate Frankie for stepping up, and because it was kind of getting out of hand, and I appreciate Frankie for doing. And that's what I'm speaking about, man. When we're around these things and we see these things, man, we all as racers and fans, somebody have to lean on the side and, hey, man, let's try to help defuse it. And Frankie, my hat's off to you because you did take Eric away. Eric was getting a little heated, and Jake and his brother, they was already heated. So, you know, hey, man, I appreciate that, man. And you need this. This girls game is what we do. It's a sport. We do it for the hustle and for the fun. We don't come to the track. And I don't think nobody that I know that comes to the track on the majority of everybody, the majority come to the track to try to cause confusion. We talk smack, we love, laugh, and joke, and talk a lot of shit, but we're only doing it in the fun and game of grudging and trying to get other man's skin in order to get his money, not to try to make it go into a chaotic situation. So we're going to go to the line, and let me see. I got another call here. Let me open.
Trace.
Go ahead. That's Frankie.
Yeah, that's me, man. How's it going?
Hey, go ahead, Frankie.
Yeah, man, I listened to that whole deal, and, you know, most of that was about right, except for, like, it was like three different times we had that situation.
What do you mean? Elaborate on, you said three different times. Elaborate on what you're talking about. What do you mean?
Two or three different confrontations. It was like we were sitting on the trailer over at Eric's camp, And those guys just stormed over there telling us about how much money we owe and blah, 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 and, you know, yelling and screaming. And, you know, it was just all kind of chest-to-chest action and all that stuff. And I'm like, look, keep it at racing, man. You know, everybody men, ain't nobody going to get punked. You know, if we talk, we can settle it. You know what I'm saying? I know everybody's emotional, but somebody gotta have a clear head. And so that's when we came and found you at that time, because they were saying we owe for Tony Byron money and Eric money and all kinds of bullshit. Excuse my friends, but anyway, they were saying all that. So we finally break that up. We come find you. You said right off, like the same thing I asked them. Where's the punk out money? Nobody had punk out money. It ain't no lock race. So what was all the confusion about? You know what I'm saying? Like, I even asked them when they was in Eric's pit, I said, who got y'all punk out money? Please tell me that. Where is your punk out money? Nobody showed punk out money. Nobody knew who had their punk out money. It ain't a race. It went locked in. So to this day, I still don't understand where all the confusion was, because if both parties were in the DP man, the money went in the DP man's hand, or had some clear understanding, then it ain't even a race. It ain't even a lock in.
I agree with you on that, but I think we got Eric on the phone. And Eric, we're going to let you kind of give your side of it. Hopefully we can get Jake on, because I don't want it to be one-sided. I kind of want these guys to talk about it, and hopefully we can make them sense and understand, man, it's not about causing a chaotic situation. It's about trying to make a race. And if you don't honor what you said according to the agreement, then if you calling, if you the part of the fire, just understand it, it's just fire and walk away. But we can go to lines. Eric, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
I'm doing all right, man. We just kind of talk about this situation because I think it's something that needs to be brought up and something that we all need to know and all need to understand, because now we're traveling different states, meeting different people, different cities. Everybody don't know each other. So we got to try to make sure when we start doing this lock-in stuff and trying to get it straight that, you know, we try to stay straight down the middle, man, and keep it honest and keep it fair. If you want to give your side, explain it to the people, go ahead, and hope we can get Jake.
I'm not going to get too carried away with it because there's already been enough said, but all I'm going to say is, you know, I think that there was a lot of confusion because there was multiple people involved, and I think there was a lot of bluffing going on both sides. And what I realize is, you know, our money was up. You know, nobody had theirs, but what I also understand is neither one of the cars ever made it to the staging lanes before the time limit anyway, so no matter what, it's not a race. So, I mean, you know, I'm not going to say that one group was wrong and one wasn't. I'm not going to say that one group was 100% right and one was 100% wrong, because I think all parties involved wasn't handled correctly. And I'm a man, and I can say that I don't think that I handled everything correctly either. So, you know, I mean, but, it, you know, I try to keep it more professional, and, you know, I kind of lost my head a little bit when they were arguing with me, and I don't like it to be that way.
Yeah. Well, I understand, man, and that's what I said. I don't know if you was on in our first interview. I think there's some part that, you know, I have to share responsibility about it, because I kind of let it be with more than one party. And City said, no, man, City looking at the fact that I knew Galen, and he said he was going to be the Galen, then eventually he said he was going to come through the gate. I should have said, no, man, I got this man money in hand. You need to send your money in. And I think I made a foul on that. That just makes me do things different. And I advise other guys, if you be a DP person, man, try to get understanding, because you never know when you're going to be in a situation like this. Sometimes we know people, we want to lean on the side of the person's integrity, and then come to find out it's not that person, it's actually a third party. And just because we know that the integrity of one individual, that don't mean the party is going to be up on the same understanding. So, hey, Eric, if you can hang around, somebody might want to ask you some questions or something. We tried three times to get Jake on. Hope there's somebody out there. Jake's on somebody's phone. Hope that Jake can push the one button and kind of, you know, kind of get it. We just trying to clear this thing up. We going to go to the line, man, and I think the next caller was getting, I think, Batman. I don't know if you got a lot of noise, Sheriff. You can get Batman.
Actually, BT was first. I mean, I can.
Oh,
BT,
okay,
your mic
okay.
is open.
Go ahead.
I'll go ahead and open Batman's mic open, but BT, you talk first.
Okay.
Go ahead, BT.
Hello?
Hello? What up, BT?
Hello?
We can hear you, Batman.
That's Batman.
Hey, what's
happening, man? What's happening, Batman? Oh, man, nothing much, man. I'm gonna tell you something about this grudge thing, man. A lot of people ain't understanding what time it is, but I'm gonna clarify some stuff, because I've been in this game for a long time, man. I've seen all kinds of shit, different kinds of ways that people like to hustle or how they like to play the game. But first of all, in between, I know Jake. I've been knowing Jake for a while. I know how he gambles, man. The guy's a good gambler, man. He win, he lose. You know what I'm saying? And for two guys to come across from each world, don't know each other, yeah, it's going to be some problem if the understanding ain't there. You know what I'm saying? But what I'm trying to get to everybody, what they understand is this, man, when it's not really up to Atomic Dog to really help y'all with a lot of shit, because see, my thing is this, if you're a real true grudge like you say you are, the guy that you locking in with, as soon as you get there, y'all need to come to a conclusion and say, okay, look here, if we're going to do this, let's get our money right now, let's go find Tracy and lock it in. Because see, one thing about it, though, if Tracy got the pocket out money, ain't nobody can ever get mad or have an argument, because if somebody didn't show up at a certain time when they were supposed to show up, Then they lose their money. They're not going to take nothing from nobody. And see, but when you got money in one person's hand, you got money in another person's hand, you ain't nobody going to be able to take nothing from nobody because it's going to be a problem. So my deal is this is, for me as a promoter, as I said, it's from the top, when I have my rock-in races at my track, first thing I do, I find both of them guys, and I make sure that they find me. You know what I'm saying? So we can have an understanding. You know what I'm saying? That's first of all. You know, my deal is this, Trace. I can't put it all on you because you have a lot going on as a promoter when you're trying to run your race, okay? You can't babysit nobody, okay? My deal is this. Is like I said, those guys are responsible just like you are. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is this. If they were serious about it and they were really going to be doing what they're supposed to do, my first thing is I would have actually went and found the person I was going to run right off the top. This before you all this, you jumped off. And then I would have went ahead and say, okay, man, let's lock our money in, okay? I'm not going to wait for 2 or 3 hours to get to that track and do what I got to do if my car messed up or this and that. Because one thing about these cars, I tell people all the time, man, you may think that your car may be A1. As soon as you get to that track, you got a problem with this car. And then, there you go. You're not going to lock the money in because you're trying to fix your car. And I'm not saying nothing wrong with that. But if you want a clear understanding about lock-in, that's what lock-in is for. Because at any given time, these cars can have problems. And it is to advantage each other. If somebody having a problem, if they locked in their money from the jump start, when they got there, it never would have been an argument. Because you know what? Who they going to come talk to once you don't got your money put up? With the person that you're supposed to give it to. You tell them. Put your money up. You know, I put your money up, and you already know what the understanding is. Now, like I told you once again, man, it's a bunch of pit bulls out here at this track, man, and there's really no need for no competition. But I know Jake personally myself. I know that he's not full of shit, and I know he's not going to take no shit, and I don't really know Eric, and I believe it's the same way. That's why that problem turned into right there, because it was, I was right there listening to him. It was, God, that is. I let them know it's a problem. You know what I'm saying? Because it was disrespecting on both ends. You know what I'm saying? One disrespect the other. And of course, by nature of a man, you're gonna have enough guts to talk back. You know what I'm saying? That's just a real man. But man, like I said, in this girl's game, it's really no good. It's no good for that. Like I tell people all the time, man, get your understanding together first, because two people ain't never got to know each other to grudge race. All you have to do is put that money up to a neutral party hand, and then go on about your business. You know what time you're supposed to be in them lanes. You know what you got to do. Now, if you having problems, that's on your end, because you should have had your shit together from the jump start. You know what I'm saying? So my deal is to kill all that. That's what you're supposed to do from jump start. It's not all your responsibility, Tracy. It's a racial responsibility just as well.
And that's what I told Jake. I told him, Jake, you know, I explained to Jake, why did you you just didn't come find me? You know, I'm not hard to find at a racetrack. If I'm at the racetrack, there's plenty of people know me, and I'm not hard to find, man. BT, I'm trying to get the mic open. The thing keeps spinning on me, but I think you. Batman, you must be in the wind or something.
No, that's not me. I'm
muted.
I'm muted,
but that ain't me. Somebody need to mute. I hear a loud. Oh, it must be in the wind or something. BT, I'm trying to get your mic open. This thing is acting up.
Okay, hold on, Tracy, Batman, hold on. BT just texted me, and it says it shows he's unmuted. He doesn't show that he's unmuted on my watch. BT, say something if you're unmuted.
Somebody need to mute their mic. Check your mic. Somebody got a lot of noise. I just heard ding dong or bell or something. There you go. Appreciate it. BET, I'm trying to get you unmuted, man. Can you call him? Because BET was down. He probably has something you want to say on this topic. We're going to try to go
yeah,
to the next
on.
Call.
Hold on a second, Tracy.
BET's over here over there. BET,
if you're... Yeah, he's open now. You're open, BET. BET, your
BET,
mic is
your
open.
Mic okay, go to the next. I will come back to your mic.
Dan, your mic is open.
Dan might not know you in the queue, so go to the next person.
You still there, Tracy?
Alley Cat.
Yeah, go ahead.
Batman,
yeah. Hold on just a second. BT, okay. I know you say you're talking. Okay, there we got you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we hear you
now. Hey, BT, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to break in there when Batman was talking, man. Batman just a lot of hot air, man. Talking loud and ain't saying nothing, man. We already know Jake is homeboy, man. He's going to try to hold up for him. Man, you motherfuckers that ain't racing, man, shut the hell up. You don't even know what the situation was or the agreement on the lockup, but you're going to get sit up here and try to hold up for some bullshit. Go ahead on, man. You don't need to be doing that. I listen that you talk, man. I'm talking now. Now you listen to me.
You ain't had nothing to do with it.
I know what you're doing. What you're doing is you're blowing smoke trying to hold up for Jake. Jake's been a fake. He's been a fake. He proved that he's a fucking fake that night, man. That man know if he was at the track, he should have went straight to the gate and gave that man his money or found that man in the track and gave that man the money. That was the stipulation on the lockup, man. You can't change that. He already had his money.
Answer my question, though. Did the other guy do that?
The stipulation was the man was going to send his money.
He already had his money.
Why would he have to give it to him when he got to the gate? He already had his money.
Hold on, Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Eric sent his money to me March the 11th. I took a picture of it, and I immediately sent it to Jake and sent it to Gayla that Eric's money is in my hand.
And you sitting over here trying to hold up for something that you don't even know nothing about, man. That man already stated that shit. You don't know what the stipulation was. You trying to hold up for Jake, man. That's what you're doing.
What I was justifying was that how to do this. Now, like I said, I wonder where the man did put his money, but I'm telling you how a grocery is supposed to do. They supposed
this
to
what I'm telling you then, Batman. Hey, man, if you ain't aware, get your facts straight before you go and talking about something. Get your facts straight, then you come back.
What I'm trying to explain to you is how to do that. I'm not saying that the man didn't do that. I asked you how to do that, how groceries are supposed to do it. That's what I was talking about. If you know anything what I was saying, you know what I'm saying?
Like I said, you was talking loud, saying nothing, man.
For me to blow smoke up somebody's ass, that's you blowing up smoke up somebody's ass.
No, I catch you on film blowing smoke. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's
my job.
I really got you plenty of times on film blowing smoke. I really think you're heavy anyway.
I hate the ones that talk all this shit, beat on their chest, and never race. Them the ones I hate. Motherfuckers like you. That's what. Them the ones I hate.
Yeah.
The ones that put on that goddamn front like you doing.
But I'm letting you know what time is with me.
You funny, man. Let's try to keep it on the topic. BT, you want to share anything on this topic? Yeah, I do.
Trace, here's the thing, man. Once both parties agree and they got a neutral man to be able to hold his money, that's an official lockup. Once both parties agree and it's understood by the DP man that this race is going to happen, this race is locked in. Until money exchange hands, it's not official lock. If one party has the money and the DP man and the other party hadn't met that agreement yet, the race is not locked. So that's what I said about you, Batman. You talk so fucking much.
You weren't hearing what I was talking about then.
No, I wasn't on the line. When I came on the line, you just talking loud, man. Just like you're doing now.
Check together then. Check me. Don't check me. Check yourself. That's exactly what I just said earlier. Don't check me, nigga.
That's what I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you, Batman. You was just talking when I got on.
Yeah.
When I came on, you was just talking, man.
Man,
so I told you to be quiet and let me talk.
Said,
That would have never came out your mouth.
That's why I'm telling you. I didn't hear what you said because you just told me. I ain't heard shit you said.
Why you come with me with all this BS in if you didn't hear what
I see you. I see you all the time just talking, man.
You're a straight hater, man. You're a straight hater of me, man. I already know you.
I told you. I told you.
You're a straight hater.
And I told you too, to your face, your fake ass.
BB, Batman, let's stay on the topic. Let's not go. The
person,
let's stay on the topic.
I ain't gonna waste no time or breath on him because, like I said, I ain't wasting no battery life on him. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel him racist. That's why I come to the track to get action.
Hey, man, look at me.
Okay,
then.
I don't. I know you don't, cause you ain't gonna raise,
yeah,
you ain't gonna benefit, I ain't gonna benefit
it,
you know it.
DC and Batman on the topic, come on, top. If you gonna get on top.
Like I was saying, Tommy Dog, it was no fault in what you did, man. I think Jake is full of shit. He been a fake, you know what I'm saying? From always on the board, typing, you know what I'm saying? And not racing. Nobody seen him race anyway. Now that car was there from Saturday. I'm going to say from Friday night to Saturday and in the same spot, man, that car wasn't ready to race no way. You know, I seen that. Hell, I just made it there Saturday morning and the car was in the same spot the whole time, never hit the track. Man, a car like that, it wasn't ready to race. He just brought that car there to say he was going to show up. He was going to show up with a car. See, I peeped it. But like I said, I had too much shit to go through that I couldn't go over there and argue with his ass. And he made it there late. But who that?
It's Spanky.
Who?
Spanky.
What up, Spanky?
Hey, listen. The same thing you said, we went to him when we pushed the black car in the staging lane at like 8:20. I went over to them and talked to them. They were laying up under the car then. They said, we ready. Give us a, I said, no, y'all ain't ready. Let's just make it realistic time. Well, how much time do y'all need? 30 minutes, we'll be ready. Well, 8:45 came, 9:45 came, and 10:45 came. No nothing. So,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man.
Yeah.
It was a bluff. It was a bluff, and no money went put up, so it was never a race.
It was never a race. So if he feel like he do some park out money, man, that's a fake ass racing right there. Now I'm gonna call it. I'm gonna expose your ass for doing this fake ass shit in the grudge game. We ain't got time for that. We trying to race, man. That's what we try to do. We try to race.
When did you become French? When did you become French? Because you know what? When did you become French? Because it's always
just weak. Because you are racing. You won't understand. You're not racist, so you ain't going to understand.
You think that man came down out of the race to bring that car just to show up?
That's what happened.
Let me tell you something.
He didn't even hit the track. They put your ass off the track. They put you off the track. He didn't even get a chance to get to off the track.
Because you don't even know what it takes to bring a car there because you ain't got one your goddamn self. So how you going to
get a car? I got a car. Yes, I do got a car. But I ain't going to bring it to the track trying to front on somebody. I ain't going to bring it trying to front on somebody just to look good.
You
bring your fucking car to the track just to try to look good, man. I don't want to talk to you.
You all can't talk.
I don't want to talk to that motherfucker.
One other time.
BG and Batman, let's try to make some sense so we can learn something from this, and let's try to keep it on this topic because if some other folks on here, some other folks listening, you never know when you might be in that situation. So let's just try to keep it to understanding. So let's go to the line
and
see
what other
hands.
You know, I understand what you're saying, but for somebody sitting and say that car wasn't ready, this and that, say, man, let me tell you something. People don't want that. They don't understand. Man, do you know what it takes to get a car to somewhere, to a whole different city? Let me tell you something, man. You can't sit and tell me that man that come down there intentionally to bullshit. I don't believe none of that. He might have had problems. He might have made a mistake that he didn't give his money up or whatever. But don't sit and tell me that boy car wasn't ready or he a fake-ass racer. Because let me tell you something. In order to be a fake-ass racer, you got to have a fucking car. And you don't got one, so you just high-side BET.
I got one. You dumb motherfucker.
Whatever, man. Just like I told you, there's a difference between a racer and a spectator. Spectator is the one always talking shit about a racer. A racer is somebody who's going to get out there and try to make it happen. Just like I told you, you disrespecting the game by calling somebody a fake-ass racer.
That's what you're doing now.
Let's go
on to the topic. It was kind of playing the part of the track. I believe he comes in good faith. He's driving up, talking about locking up. He showed up with his car. Hey, I have to lay on the side of the guy coming to race. We know sometimes when you get to the track, shit happens in these cars and sometimes beyond our control. But the guy was talking about racing. He showed up with his car. We have to give him the benefit of the doubt. He actually brought his car to try to race. But sometimes shit happens at the track. And for whatever reason you can't, that's a different story. But let's go to line share and see who the next caller and see what they got to say.
Hey, Tracy, is my mic still open?
Yeah,
right top, you're open.
Go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to just say something if you don't mind, man. For one thing, man, you know, a person have two, three weeks, whatever. You know, in the grudge game, you come ready. You don't come to a grudge race to get ready, like the brother BT just said. You see what I'm saying? You ready. So if you at a grudge race and you sitting there, you haven't shaken down, you not ready. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's point blank. You know, that's point blank. That's if any grudge racer know, and I've talked to many of them, and most of the grudge racers say that they come prepared. You see what I'm saying? They don't come to a gunfight with a knife. You see what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, that what you guys are going back and forth, man, you know what I'm saying? As a man, I don't think that's called for on the radio. You see what I'm saying? Because anybody that's sitting back can tell that that's something personal that's going on. You see what I'm saying? And I believe.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. This is like what
you're
saying.
Hold on, Batman. Let me finish talking, bro. Okay, go ahead, bro.
Mute his goddamn mic.
Go ahead, Batman.
You come to Dallas.
Okay.
That's right. You didn't got damn mic.
Whenever I come to Dallas, I'm ready. Hold on.
Let's talk one at a time and try to respect the guy I'm talking. Then you'll get a chance
to
talk.
Exactly.
So,
okay, hold on.
If you want to say something, you can address it.
Tracy, I did mute Batman's mic, but I muted him only for the simple fact, Batman, we cannot understand you. I know you're passionate about this, but we can't understand you when you're talking over somebody. Let Ragtop finish what he's saying, and then once he's finished, you can say what you've got to say. But we can't hear you. We can't understand everybody when they're talking at once. I'm going to unmute your mic, but let Ragtop finish, please. Go ahead, Ragtop.
I'm not trying to go back and forth with neither brother or nobody on this radio show. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I come to Dallas or anywhere I go to Louisiana, I go to San Antonio, anywhere I go, I'm ready. You see what I'm saying? I come off the trailer ready. Because anywhere, you know, because I'm in, just like what you were saying not too long ago on the talk radio show, you was in the garage trying to prepare for a race. You see what I'm saying? That's what I do. You see what I'm saying? I prepare for a race. I don't get to a race and then come off the trailer and make a bunch of shakedowns because that just goes to show that I'm not ready. You see what I'm saying? You know, if I'm ready, I'm going to the DP man, and I'm giving the DP man my lock-in money. You see what I'm saying? And I'm ready to go. And I'm trying to get everything stiffed. You see what I'm saying? In the process of the race. And I've seen some other stuff, you see what I'm saying, that jumped off too, that I'm not even going to go into because I'm not really with that confusion. You see what I'm saying? And I'm not going that he say, she say stuff. I'm not really with that, all that. You see what I'm saying? I'm just looking at stuff from the sideline, and I know other people are seeing the same things that I'm seeing. And it's not cool, man, in the grudge game. You see what I'm saying? All this personal stuff that's going on, you know, calling people names and you wanting to fight over a little punk money, you know what I'm saying? I don't put too much, you know, value on, you know, money. You see what I'm saying? I put it on personal life. You see what I'm saying? Like what Tracy was saying, everybody come to the track and they want to go home safely because they got families. You see what I'm saying? They're not trying to, you know, get their names called all out and, you know, want to get into a fist fight over little punk money. Just like Eric said, you know, he admitted that he was wrong on some things, and that's what a man is all about. You see what I'm saying? Admitting you're wrong and continuing on. You see what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and listen to what you got to say, Batman, and I respect you as a grudge racer, man. I do. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not going to go back and forth with you, you know, on this, all right? I appreciate you, bro.
Man, I don't have no problems like I told you, but you've been down here several times and done that. But you know what? Just like I told you, just like I defend you down here, I defend you anywhere else. But just like I say it is, for someone to sit up and say that that man is a fake-ass racist. He came to put some other intentions. I think that's really bullshit, man. Because I'm going to guarantee you, man, it's like me. I brought my car down there, and my water pump messed up. I was mad as hell. But you know what? I want to go ahead and enjoy the show and help everybody else try to get it on. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it takes a hell of an effort to get somebody to take that car to another city, but just take it to a track and try to make something happen. So for somebody to sit there and tell me that they're a fake-ass racer and his intentions wasn't to race this guy, I think it's totally bullshit, man.
Okay, well.
I don't believe I don't really got to go to track when they call not, especially they got locked in race now on a race thing. But okay, we're not going to beat that horse so much. We're going to go to the line of things, Spanky, man. I think Glassman had something to say. Show, we got next. Okay, Ricky, your mic is open. Glassman, your mic is open. Freeman, your mic is open. I went ahead and opened all three mics. Freaky, you're first. Go ahead. Glassman, go ahead. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Tracy?
Not much.
Yeah, I want to clarify this fake ass racing bullshit. You know, I'm the guy that brought that car to the track Friday night. I've had that car for the past week getting this car ready. You know, I spent $4,000 of Jake's money. You know, Jake never ran on the short track. You know, I'd go out and put a parachute on the car. I'd take it to Kenny Hubbard's, get the rear end lined out, get the four link bars lined out so we can pull the bars off. I take that, you know, we take it to the track. We make the hit. You know, it runs decent. Okay. Jake was not here in town. Okay. Jake was at his daughter's soccer game. Okay. Now, that Saturday, okay, Saturday morning, Daniel takes it to the lineman shop, gets the line. He gets to the track about 1 o'clock. Okay. We pull the car off the trailer. We make a hit. Or we attempt to make a hit, and the trans brake solenoid was puking. It was puking transmission fluid out. Okay, so I scramble and got a trans brake solenoid, get it on the car, and I know for a fact by 6:30 that car was in the lanes, ready to go. It was still jacked up on the jack stand. Now, whatever happened after that, I don't know, because I had my own car to worry about, you know, and I was helping some other guys out, you know. But you know, I don't understand why a man is gonna, you know, let somebody spend $4,000 of his hard-earned money to get his car ready to be a fake-ass racer. You know what I mean? Now, you know, I'm gonna stand up for him myself. You know, that's uncalled for.
So, okay, what do you feel on the decision I made?
Like I said, I listened to the show, and, you know, he did say when he walks through the gate, he's going to get his pump out money. You know, now, like I said, whatever happened after 6:30, I don't know. My job was to get that car ready so he can get this race on. And his car was ready. By 6:30, his car was ready. Jake walked through the gates about 6 o'clock, okay? Now, like I said, you know, I walked off, you know, I was helping out Hillbilly, and I had my own car to worry about. You know what I mean?
Glad man.
Yeah.
It's BT.
Yeah.
Did I walk up to you and ask you where Jake at?
I believe you did, yeah.
Yeah, you told me, say he parked over there beside Hillbilly. So I go over there looking for him. I said, is this Jake car? I went and asked him, I said, is this Jake car? They said, yeah, this Jake car. He said, what's up? I said, I'm looking for Jake. Where Jake at? He got a race going on. It's going to happen over here. I'm trying to find out if this race going to happen. Can't nobody find Jake. Now, I don't know what time it was, but as soon as I asked you, was Jake Carr over there? You told me he was over there parked by Glassman. I go over there and check, but I can't find Jake nowhere. All I'm saying is, now, it's a different thing when you say fake-ass racer. It don't just necessarily mean that he ain't trying to race. It's a whole lot of fake shit that he do.
Everybody pulls some fake shit. I mean, Blind Guy pulls some fake shit. You know, Blind Guy, he was talking shit to Bushnell. You know, I mean, hell, I mean, as far as I knew, that race was going to happen. Blind Guy flat out told me he ain't going to run Bushnell. You know, everybody pulls some fake ass shit. I mean, I pull some fake ass shit. You know, but for someone to say that, I guess I misinterpreted it, you know, or misunderstood it, but, you know, The man will race you. You know, he will do everything in his power to race you, you know. You know, and the bottom line is, you know, is I know his car was ready at 6:30. It wasn't broke. It was ready at 6:30, you know.
Somebody come over there to the pits. Somebody come over there and pitch and wanted to said something about the puck out, man. This was as I was walking off, you know. You know, and I asked Eric about it. I said, man, who's asking for us to pay or for Jake to pay some puck out money, you know? And Eric said, you know, it wasn't nobody in his crew. He didn't know who the guy was.
Right, right.
You know?
But, yeah, you know, it's understandable how you feel. You say you had the car ready. But here's the thing. Now, they're just saying that he didn't meet the terms of the lockup.
Yeah. Now,
you know what
now,
I'm saying?
Now, you know, like I said, you know, whatever happened to that, you know, Jake said he tried to find you guys. I don't know because I wasn't there. Okay?
Yeah.
Now, you know, if Jake, you know, like I said, you know, I've never known Jake to lie. You know, we've been, you know, I've known him forever. Okay? Now, like I said, I'm not taking it for Jake, you know, and I'm, you know, but if Jake did not attempt to go find Tracy to give him the punk out money, then, yeah, Jake is in the wrong. You know, Tracy did the right thing. You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I did not,
you know?
They did not offer me money until Eric had told me that Eric had asked me a couple of times, two or three times, were they money up. At the time that they were asking me, I hadn't seen Jake.
Yeah.
When after Eric told me, well, Tracy is not official, and he told me I can't run, my car is hurt. Shortly after that, JDM came to me trying to give me money. And I said, no, man, you know, I can't take that money. Let's go find Eric. Hey, man,
yeah,
he can't run,
Tracy,
and something's wrong with his car.
Yeah, Tracy, what time was this, though? What time did he come to you to try to give you some money?
And it had to be, it was just almost dark, man. It had to be after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. It was a while, man, because I hadn't seen him. I didn't know who Jake was or what Jake looked like. That was the first time that I personally looked at that guy and knew that was Jake. So I asked somebody which one is Jake, and they said, this is Jake, you know. So I didn't actually know who Jake was, but Eric had said around 8 o'clock first. Matter of fact, this is how the story went. Eric had said that we supposed to run around 8 o'clock, and it's already past 8 o'clock. That's when I had seen Jake make the statement, no, man, we had to midnight. So I said, well, let's go find out and get the information and see what the deal was.
It was 9 o'clock they were supposed to run.
Okay, so, you know, the deal was, so at that time, you know, that's the first time I had seen Jake, and it was way past, and he told me he came at 6, and I asked Jake, Jake, well, why when you came through the gate, like you said, you didn't bring me your money? And he had said to me, well, he had talked to Eric, and Eric said, I gave the money back, so why would he give me the money when he should have came to me and tried to get it straight? Because he knew that I had Eric's money, and when Eric said he gave the money back, he should have immediately came to me and said, Tracy, man, say he gave the money back. Or when he did say that to me, I said, no, I didn't. And that's when I said, well, I'm going to take you to Eric, and we will get this straight. This is about communication, man, and about understanding. And that's why I think it's so important, man, when we don't know folks and we trying to race in grudge racing, I'm telling you, people, believe it or not, it's a lot of trickery going on, people trying to trick people for different reasons to win at all costs. But in order to do that, you got to make sure that you dot your I's and cross your T's. And the only thing that I fault Jake for the biggest part is when he got there, I'm not hard to find. And he knew that I had Eric's money, so Jake should have, regardless, tried to find me when he came through the gate. And in that case, at the end of the night, if Eric couldn't run, I would have had no problem giving Jake that money if Eric couldn't make the call and Jake could. But neither guy made it to the staging lane. When I looked around, Eric did never make their same claim, or Jake either, when they were talking about it. When Eric said he's going to do something to the give me 5 minutes or 30 minutes, after time passed, none of them still never made it to the staging lane. So I try to lean on the side of right, man. At the end of the day, nobody lost none. It's just about pride and misunderstanding. We can live with that, but we just can't let it get out of hand. That's the main thing. So let's go to the line, man, and see what some other folks got to say, how we can help this situation.
Hey, Tracy.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, this is Ricky.
What up, Ricky?
All right, nothing. Well, I'm going to start off by saying this. You know, me and Jake are pretty cool. You know, I consider him a friend and all of that. And then I met Eric and his guys that same night. You know, they seemed pretty cool. But I really, first off, I could say this. my only advice would have been if I'd have known the whole situation. Cause see, at first when I heard one side of it, I was like, damn, man, what Tracy doing? What part of the game is that? But really, I think Jacob probably should have just found you or anybody found Shotwell, somebody, the tower, and said, find Tracy. He needs his money. You know what I mean? I mean, but that's my problem with the grudge racing world right now, or the game, is because it's so much like, it's more of a game of words. It's all about wordplay now instead of just racing. It's kind of bullshit, if you ask me. And that's why, really, I kind of agree with Byron. It really ain't on the DP man to do nothing, to be honest with you. You really don't even need a DP man because two people want to race and it's going to happen. You know what I mean? So a lot of people saying this and that and who responsible, this, that, and that. Really, honestly, the only two people that are responsible for that race happening is Jake and Eric. You know what I mean? And Eric already said, you know what, Kemper's flood, and like Spanky said, everybody just kind of got out of hand and this, that, and other. And I know for a fact Jacob ain't no fake-ass racer in no shape or form, you know what I mean? Because that man right there and Byron and anybody else that know that dude wrecked his car multiple times and he keep coming back. A lot of people would have been and gave up by now.
Well,
you know what I mean? Jake. No, Jake, well, you know what I'm saying? He wrecked his car.
No, the show didn't cut out.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, no, I'm saying, you know, Jake, his car done got wrecked, what is it, I think 3 times now, and he keep coming back. You see what I'm saying? So I can't say the man's fake, but I will. My bottom line is this. I really don't agree with all these DP mans and all these different stipulations and this, that, and the other. Two people got two cars that match up pretty much the same. And if they want to race, they're going to race. I mean, all this old, I ain't ever seen, this year, these last 2 years, I've probably seen more disputes over words and what was exactly said versus the actual race jumping off. You see what I'm saying? That's my only problem with all this, you know, these stipulations and the DP man and this, that, and the other. So that's
basically
my point of view. Yeah.
See, the biggest problem in that whole thing you said is everyone wants to hustle, but no one wants to get hustled. See what I'm saying?
Well, that's true. That's true.
That's what I'm saying
is, like, if you got,
so
like, if you got, like,
DP man.
Well, I mean, I hear what you're saying, but, like, for instance, Eric and Jake both on a small tire with a small block. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the best matchup you can get. You know what I mean? No bars and this, that, and the other. So, I mean, I see your point, thing, but it's like, you know, When everybody puts so much emphasis on the DP man, so really even still, the DP man ain't got nothing to do with that either. You know what I'm saying? All it is he just said, okay, y'all going to race, I hold the money. That's his only objective. He really didn't even have to make no decisions or nothing.
I kind of disagree.
DP man is to try to keep it fair, try to make a person honor what their stipulation and their agreements are. Try to stay to what you said and what you agreed on. That's the DP's main responsibility, to keep it fair, that, hey, man, this is what y'all saying, this is what y'all supposed to do, and anybody that fouls, you know, they out. They lose. People going to be trying to take treatment. If you had a time, it would have been cool.
Yeah,
when
you I
should have got Jason to get his money, and so I think I messed up by getting Eric's money and not insisting on getting Jake's money and just went on him saying when he comes to the gate, he'll get it because Jake was different. For some reason, Jake didn't want to send his money in. He said, no, I'll put mine up. I should have told Eric, me, myself. But he don't want to put his money up. Eric, you put your money up when you come to the gate, too, because the old man ain't got money. So,
right, but I mean, I agree with you saying, but it's like it's still, even with that being said, we still having the same problem. You know what I mean? The two men want to race, they're going to race. You know what I mean? That's like Bob was saying. It ain't the DP man issue at all.
No,
these two folks just trying to keep it fair. Go ahead, man.
Ricky, that's your homeboy, right? You said that's your friend.
What?
You raised two, right?
Yeah.
Okay. When you go on there, say you're coming around me and you talk. I'm supposed to see you Saturday. We're going to put our fuck on letter when we get to the track. Trace is a DP man.
Right.
When you put in the track, y'all part, get situated. Who are you looking for? Me or Trace?
Really, I'm looking for you, to be honest with you.
Man, you ain't got nothing to talk about. Tracy got my money. When we supposed to be in the state lane, I need to know how much more you going to put up.
Well, no, I mean, and you know, what I'm saying is in Jacob's situation, yeah, Jacob should have been trying to find Tracy. But I'm just saying, on a normal situation, if it's me and you talking about racing, then we got to find each other. I really ain't concerned with a DP man.
I said if Trace is our DP man, that's what I said.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, if that's the case, bottom line, he should have found Tracy. Yeah, he should have found
Tracy. It's simple. It's 1, 2, 3. You shit, you walk your ass. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no, you lock in, you put up DP money. That's it. It ain't no,
I mean, he should have found Tracy, but what I'm saying is, after that, I mean, everybody kind of saying, well, did Tracy do the right thing or not? It really don't matter.
He absolutely
did
the right thing.
I think he did. Now that I see the whole situation, I think he did. I mean, but on top of that, it shouldn't come back to no DP, man. If these two dudes were going to race, they were going to race regardless. And they didn't race, so they wasn't going to race. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. In a sense.
Let me go to the next caller right quick. Hold on. I think we had Tree Man, your mic is over.
No, he hacking on the tree over there.
Tree Man, your mic is open.
Hey.
He's still asleep on the tree.
Now he's in the tree.
Hey, you hear me?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Okay, here's what the deal is, man. It's my opinion on it, and it's just my opinion. You got racists and you got non-racists. You know what I'm saying? On the average, if you feel it's going to be a problem, that's where your BP man come in at. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like this here. If I lock up a race and say, well, so I don't really know the people I'm running against, I'm going to look for a BP man. I'm going to get this money locked in. I'm going to let somebody hold it that I know going to make the right call. Nah. Okay, I'm going to bag it up. You take me and Birdman, Sam. Now, me and Birdman say what we're going to do, we do it. I can call that man or whatever. Hey, if we agree to run the damn cars in the pastor next week, there's going to be a race in the pastor. Now, he said what we're going to do. Okay. He asked what we was going to run for. I told him what we was going to run for. We ran the race. I went back over there and messed with myself for probably about an hour and a half. Birdman never came to my trailer. He never saw nobody to my trailer. Well, not this year. I walked over there about an hour and a half and gave him a minute, and it wasn't nothing for you. Either you gonna race or you ain't. I mean, if you feel like it's gonna be a problem, then that's what it'll be, man.
Right. I mean, it should be. With all everybody have integrity, you shouldn't have to really just have it.
Right.
You know. So like you, Tree Man, when y'all had the incident before, I know both these guys. They both like to race. But you know, every now and then you had that problem, but that's like everybody depending on these words and playing games and this stuff. Now, that's to answer your other topic, Tracy.
Okay.
I feel like it's more games than racing now than actually racing.
Well,
I think everybody agrees with that.
Like I stated earlier, man, I feel like both parties at some point were playing games, man, and now I'm stuck in the middle of trying to keep it honest, you know what I mean? I'm stuck in the middle of trying to keep it honest. And I feel both sides played some part were playing games, but at the end of the night, you know, I could have done a better job in the beginning. I made sure I had both monies, and at the same time, if Jake would have just came and gave me that money when he first got there, we wouldn't be having this discussion. Let's go to the next mic right quick. Dion, your mic is open.
Oh, what's that?
What up, Dion?
Hola.
Get him, Dion. Get him.
Hey, Trace.
Get up here. Yeah. So now the dick's up here.
I can barely hear him. He's waking up.
Like 3 minutes. Yeah, I run in the pastor. And anybody know me, you know I love the race. We're racing for the night. I love the race. And I got money. If your car broke more than 1 week, you ain't got no money in the class, man.
Somebody got a computer by you.
You got money, you can get it tomorrow. You got money. Huh? I can buy a car tomorrow. You got money, you can get it tomorrow, fool. You broke, motherfucker. You don't want to fuck with me. You can rent me Friday. I'll shoot a race.
No. I promise you I ain't broke.
Well, buy a ring and shit tomorrow, then let's race next Sunday, then. Because it don't take no but money to get this shit. I do know that. You know that.
Man, you got to get that rear end built. How the hell are you going to get that rear end built in 3 or 4 days?
I'm going to come out of the car then. Shit, money.
Come on, man.
What you mean?
Really?
Yeah, really. I make shit happen overnight.
I guarantee you. I tell you what, I promise you, in three weeks.
Come to me when you got a car, you at that track. Quit all that dick sucking and bumping on you. Come to me when you got a car, I'll make the track. It doesn't have
$5,000
better.
Next time I see you at the track, we can get it on. How about that?
Just make sure you got $5,000 better.
I guarantee you I ain't scared to run that slow, son of a bitch. I promise you that.
You ain't tried it?
Huh?
You haven't tried it.
What do you mean ain't tried it? What do you think I was out there trying to do survey? Before I broke.
Okay.
Why do you think I got true 28s on my car for?
Oh, I don't know. Just to have me try something new.
Just for you.
Why you didn't tell me Friday when I asked when I came to the track? Then I broke my whole front. Hey, look, I'm going to show you. Everything on my car brand new on the front end. I slammed that bitch down Friday. All pants, trammies pants. For Sway Bar, I bought that shit Saturday morning, put it back on, and didn't even have a front end alignment. That's money. I did it overnight. I told that bitch on Friday night at 12 o'clock, 7 o'clock Saturday morning, that bitch was ready to go again. That's what money do, bitch. That's what I'm telling you.
Casper camper place, man. That ain't shit. Come on, man.
I got something, man. Just be patient. You don't want to race anyway. Y'all peak race. Okay.
He'll
be the only
Tracy.
One that y'all cool
race. Tracy. Yes, sir. Go ahead. I'll tell you what.
I'm fixing to send
some Park out money to you.
Okay. $5,000.
$5,000. Money ain't shit to me.
Just send five. Just send five Park out money. That's all. Just send it.
What?
Don't be like your homeboy. Where you pull up in the gate, make sure I got problems and all that. Tracy, how long ago you had my money? And Eric's been seeing this part of the money on mine, and I gave Tracy mine. So I ain't scared of him. A motherfucker, me or Tree Band or the twin camp. My camp ain't scared to raise no motherfucker in the world.
Blind Eye, man, I'm telling you, that is the last car I'm worried about. I promise you that, man.
Well, get this free money then. I'm through talking to Tracy, man. You got some more questions. Mute somebody. You can mute me.
All right, Shane, go to the next call.
Reggie, your mic is open.
Hey, I just wanted to comment on that Jake and Eric thing.
Uh-huh.
It seemed to me that Eric coming from Florida, once he put his money up, you know, everybody know money talk. You put your money up, you good. Both guys should have had their money put up. You know, anybody can say, I'll get there, you know, and give you my money. But once this guy done put his money up and he show up, you know, his end of the deal is covered. You know, who wants to come 13, 14 hours to somebody's track and hope the guy show up, but then ain't no money been put up? Who wants to do that? But, you know, everybody talking about, you know, this guy likes to race, that guy likes to race. Oh, that's fine when everybody, if it's in one backyard, you know, for instance, if it's Houston or Dallas or whatever, you ain't really got to worry about, you know, putting DP money up because, you know, hey, you ain't wasting no gas money or fuel money or whatever. You coming 13, 14 hours? If I'm coming 13, 14 hours, I want that guy to have his money up if I got my money up. because hell, once you get to the track and you make the shakedown, anything happen, then next thing you know, somebody coming around, hey, you know, what's up? And that, no, they don't work like that. You know,
Go ahead, Tremaine.
I'm in 100% agreement with that, man. I wouldn't travel 50 miles. I mean, unless it's, I just really know. I mean, if I'm going out of town, that's on the average, too. If they got me all this money, and just like you bag up when me and Reggie pulled the race, ran last year. Reggie wired you his money that night. I went right on next day and wired my money. Simple as that.
Yeah. That's right, man. Kind of help keep things straight, man. And, you know, like I said, it's a teachable moment. We can learn, you know, the only thing. Some people like to lock up. Some people don't like to lock up. But, hey, you know, it's like this. I'm going to be like this from now on. If a person, you know, one want to send me the money and the other don't want to send me the money, I'm going to encourage them, y'all, one person ain't going to send it, one want to send it. Can y'all agree that when y'all walk in the gate, bring me the money? And it's not me to look for y'all. Y'all supposed to look for me if I'm that person. I'm not going to accept one person's money no more. And not let another person send the money. I'm not. That being a DP man, I'm not going to do it because, you know, the understanding can be bad. The guy come a long way. He broke his car. He knew he was risking his $1,000. Eric felt like he was wrong. All Jake had to do is give his money. And if his car was ready to go and Eric couldn't make the call, Jake would have got the money. No problem. Other than that, I just can't take a man's money. And, you know, I don't have any kind of that. My intention is not like to lay on the side or what's right if I'm in the middle. My call is right not table for everybody, but I'm trusting in my heart. When I make the call, I'm going to make it from my heart that I feel like I did the right thing because of my integrity. I'm going to lean on the side of righteousness because if you was on the foot, if I was in that situation, I would want somebody that I respect to keep it right for me also. Other than that,
hey, Tracy. Hey, Tracy, I want to commend you on what you just said, too. That's why I think the damn DP man need to be getting paid, man, because they have to do too damn much work, man.
Oh, man, people sometimes may not realize it, man. I'm stepping in between Jake and Eric and his brother. Like, man, come on, trying to keep them guys and keep my cool. But, man, let's not let it get out of hand, you know me. You never know what guys are going to do when they're upset. They both hollering, shouting, cuffing, and, you know, here I am just trying to
You told him, I saw the look on your face, let's just me, you and you, go over here, man, get out of here, so we can talk.
I want to take y'all, let's just go over here, man, because more people crowd up, the worse some people act, so we all got to do our part and try to help this situation whenever it occurs. We got kids out here, we all got families, man. We all got jobs and places we need to go with people we love. We do not want it to get out of hand like that. So, you know, hopefully, man, if it ever come up again, if we learn from this situation and people try to help, defuse it. Let's not be the ones that try to encourage it. Let's try to defuse it. You know, because guess what? Trust me, anything happen the next day you wake up, it's going to be, I wish this and they should have this. Man, let's do our part. It's Grudge Racing. And let's try to keep it as safe as possible and have fun, man. Sharon, go to the next call.
Troy, your mic is open. Troy, your mic is open.
He must be coming back there.
You can go ahead, close. I was just telling you, we had a good time at the show, man. Congratulations to you, you know, that's all, but I was just in there listening back.
All right, man, hey, I'm glad you came, man. Glad you had a good time, man. That's what the show's about. You know, it's trying to have a good show, man. Every show that come up around here, hopefully we can support it, man, and try to, you know, have a good time with these shows. That's what it's about, man.
Somebody sounds like they're driving. If you're not talking, do us a favor and put your phone on mute. Doobie, your mic is open.
What's happening, Tracy?
Hey, what's going on, man? Hey, enjoy you coming down, Doobie's game. I appreciate it. Glad seeing you now.
Hey, man, I just wanted to let you know I had a good time. You and Miss Sharon.
Hey, man, we're glad to come out, man. You know, glad you had a good time. That's what it's about, man.
All right, I'm going on mute. I just wanted to let you know that.
All right, Trace, okay. I want to do a plug right quick before I get off here. I got a little something I need to do. But I want to let y'all guys know, it's BET. Let y'all guys know, man, y'all want to get in touch with me for the copy of the DVD. My number is 662-422-0506. All the shit talking, all the good racing, all the great races that happened that day, BET got it. So y'all give me a call for a copy of the DVD. DVD is $20. And Tracy, yeah, I got yours in the mail. No sooner than I wake up in the morning.
Okay, man. Okay, right, man. Man, thank
you. Tracy.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Just do it again. Tell BT to give his number again.
BT, do we want that number?
What you said, Doobie?
What's your number again?
662-422-0506.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Okay. Hey, Cheryl, get in my hands.
Is Dion still on?
Dion, yeah, he's still on there. Yeah. Dion, over here. I'm muting your mic. Dion, he's on here.
Dion, you on here?
I think he muted his mic.
Yeah, unmute your mic, Dion. Maybe he'll wake up in a minute.
Not yet. In the meantime, 979-0266, your mic is open.
What's up?
979-0266. Your mic is open.
Dion, you on the line? I got a word for Dion. The grudge is coming.
Hold on.
The grudge and company wants to speak with Dion.
Dion
okay,
is showing that he is still on the line. His mic is open. He may have his phone muted.
I just texted him again. Dion, you got it. I'm muted. Mic. Start saying something.
Somebody
want to
say
something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
912-4046, your mic is open.
What was BET's number again?
BET's number, BET.
662.
There you go.
662. 422-0506.
But once you're on the internet, we probably be losing you the next couple of minutes. And the other ones who are still on here, we're going to hang on here before we do final comments. We're going to hang on here, but I think there are a few more people that want to say something, want to give them an opportunity to say something. So, Sharon, who we got?
Okay, Tracy, I've opened all the mics that I show.
Yeah.
Their hands up.
Dion, you okay? Maybe the microphone. Okay, yeah, we're going to run out of time. Yeah, man, we're running up on that hour. So, you know, I don't like to hold you too long, so we're going to go down, Sharon, and do final comments before we get out of here. Man, the big deal about this, hopefully we learned some. Hopefully some knowledge came out. Hopefully the guys that beat the bench, when they come up, when we be put in these situations that we try to handle them, we try to defuse them. Anybody who's been a DP, hey, man, try to get your understanding clear. Sometimes you think you got to understand it. It's not always what you think it is. And let's try to get guys to make things one way. I'm just taking it. I hope this was a teachable moment. We can learn something, and we want to be safe in these events. Hey, with that said, Sharon, let's go do final comments so we can get out of here.
Okay, Tracy, I want to ask you one question quickly. So, would it be a good idea that anybody who acts as a DP man has like a set of guidelines to go by, something that they go by to, you know, in order to keep some of this chaos down?
Well, I did see something on the internet that I liked, and I read it, and it's kind of pretty clear. And so, you know, I probably was trying to adopt it and trying to use it as a format for everybody, because it can be pretty universal regardless of where you come from. It's pretty easy to understand that. We have to get something, man, because I tell you, what happened this weekend was a situation, man, that we don't want to happen. Good thing that it didn't happen, but I'm telling you, it kind of got a little close. And, you know, we don't want that to happen, so we all got to try to do our part, man, and try to put the DP, man, try to keep a level head and try to deal with these guys and races and team members, try to work on your guys and try to help them, man. So we all got a role to play to try to help this, man, because at the end of the night, everybody around here want to put on and have a successful event, and we don't want it to end at the end of the night with a bad note. So, hey, it's just a work in progress. Hopefully we all can learn. So with that said, Chairman, let's go on to the final comment.
Scooby, do you have a final comment?
No, everybody just have a safe trip wherever they're going this weekend.
All right.
Troy, final comment.
Hello?
Yeah. Troy, final comment. Okay, I'm going to go on. Tree Man.
That was
Roy. I know. That was Roy. That was Roy. Tree Man, final comment.
I mean, my final comment, we all, you know, came out, had a good time, you know what I'm saying, though I don't know what the situation was. I mean, I don't ever read into this, so I'm just catching on today. But, you know, hopefully we can, you know, do better in the future, man, on, you know, keeping these events, you know, successful. Y'all take it easy.
Okay, appreciate it.
Glassman, final comment.
Yeah, I guarantee in about 6 weeks, Blind Eyes will get what the hell he wants. You know, he wasn't talking shit at the truck when I was out there Saturday before I, you know, messed my shit up. And now, since I messed my shit up, you know, he wants to get on here and talk shit. So, Tracy, I guarantee, 6 weeks, you can take that shit to the bank. I'm jumping dead on his ass. that's all I got to say.
All right, man.
That was a hell of a final comment. Ricky, final comment.
Hey, BET still on?
Of course.
Well, anyway, I just want to tell him you're ugly.
Yeah,
that's my final comment. I just want to tell you ugly as hell. That's all.
Okay, BET. That was Ricky. BET, your final comment.
Hey, Ricky, I think you're the prettiest motherfucker in the world. You know it.
I give up, man.
Yeah.
I lose. I'm out of it.
All right, buddy. Y'all, just remember, if y'all want a copy of the DVD, is all I got to say. Good show, Tracy. If y'all out there and y'all know that, in case you missed it, BET got it. Give him a call, 662-422-0506, and I'm out.
All right.
Right, Cop, final comment.
Yeah, this is for Ricky. Ricky, Grudge Racing, the DP man, is just like the government, man. We need him, man. Am I still on there?
Yeah, you're on here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we need a DP man, just like we need government. And, BET, you saw the same thing that's on Tracy's face, too, man. That's my final comment. God bless everybody and a good show tonight.
Hey, thank you, man.
Roy James, final comment.
Yeah, I think we should have a DP man. And, Tracy, you did a good job on that because, you know, if you don't have a DP man and anybody can say, you know, I'm going to be there and the guy travel, you know, like you said, 1,300 miles, and then the other guy said, well, I'll give it to you when I get to the track. That don't work. Money talks. If you know, you got a lock-in rate, send your money in.
Yeah, I agree, man.
Batman, final comment.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Batman.
Man, this is my final comment. I tell anybody, you ain't got to never know each other in grudge racing. All you have to have is an understanding. Like I said, have the money in a neutral hand, like I always said. And I did, like Tracy said, it's a learning lesson for him just as well. Get the money up front, and then it won't be a problem. I tell people that all the time. The one thing I am is very understanding when it comes to this. I got a good understanding when it comes to racing. And also, Tree Man, appreciate it for the clamps, man. I appreciate it very much, man. Even though my water pump went out, I'm still okay, man. But I appreciate the effort you've been getting them for me, man.
Okay, okay, Batman. Okay, sure.
Tracy, we've got one more hand that came up. What color? Your mic is open.
Who is
this? Can I say my final comment?
Who is this?
This is the Grudge and Company.
Oh, okay. What's going on, man?
With the white man. I was going to say, Dion is the smartest person on this show tonight that I heard that anybody talk to Dion is. I just want to lay that out there.
Dion
is the smartest man on this show. His dad got away from that Grudge. That was a very smart move. That's my final comment.
That sounds like David.
Yeah, that's me.
I know it.
Who is that?
It's Batman.
Huh?
It's Batman.
Yeah, Dion's the smartest man on the show tonight. That's all I got to say. That's my final comment.
All right. Appreciate
okay.
it, man.
Let's see if Dion is available. Dion, if you're available, your final comment. Okay, Tracy, it's on you.
Okay, man. Hey, good show tonight, man. Hopefully, you know, we learned something. We put some things out there that need to be addressed. And it's all about trying to make the Grudge game better and trying to keep things straight. And, you know, that's what it's all about, man. This game is fun. And we go to have a good time. We go to support each other. The moral to the story, at the end of the night, man, we all want to go home safe. We don't want nobody to get hurt. And there's always innocent people around. There's always kids at these Grudge events. So we got to lean on the side of trying to play our part and do the right thing, man. Hey, with that being said, man, everybody have a good night, man. If y'all come up with a topic you want to talk about, please call me, shoot me a text or something, and we'll bring it up and sit down here for the Grudge World to know. It's all about knowledge, man, and bringing understanding to the Grudge game. Until then, man, we see you guys next week.
Tracy, one more thing before you shut off. I think you failed to mention that the Jekyll and Hyde team went to Carolina.
Oh, let me take that back. That's right. For the ones who are out here, so it's all new to be on here, probably on the internet. The Jekyll and Hyde team went to North Carolina. And for ones who don't know, the Hyde car actually brought the Carolina Grudge back hat belt here to Texas. So right now, Texas has two back hat belts. So, hey, man, take your hats off to Jekyll and Hyde, Jeff, Matt Jones, and Tony Thornhill. Job well done, man. Appreciate it. And remember, keep it Texas, baby. Keep it Texas. Good night, everybody.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Stop it.
Go ahead.
It's Batman. I want to say something for you off the line, man.
Okay, go ahead.
I want to give my hats off to Birdman, man. And Roy James and Tree Man. Man, y'all guys did a good show, man. Win, lose, or draw, I tell anybody. Man, anybody can win at any given time, man. And there was a lot of people looking down on Barry, man. But one thing people can't understand, I do want to know. I want to tell Miss Burbank myself. Say, man, it's going to be hard to beat you in that backhand. Now, yeah, automatic pro mouth is supposed to beat you, man. But I guarantee you what, man, I appreciate Roy James, Tree Man, and Birdman, because one thing I can't say, they in Texas, and anybody else knows, Texas is here to stay, baby.
That's right. They going to see when we go to Rockingham. Okay. See y'all next week. Good night.